We're doing our class on the Jewish home. And today I want us to deal with something very minor, very small, but very important. Sometimes we have slight preferences, something very little. It could be that you like the salad cut small, she likes it cut big, she's used to cutting it big. It could be that you like squeezing the toothpaste from the bottom and she likes squeezing it from the middle. It could be that you like long matches, she likes short matches. So these things sound silly. But in fact, we all have these silly things that we're used to. And we don't notice them, but we're used to them. It could be that you're used to setting the table with the fork on one side and the knife and the spoon on another side. And she's used to setting the table with the spoon on top of the plate. Fork and knife on two sides and the spoon on top. It could be you're used to folding the napkin into the cup and she's used to folding the napkin under the knife and the spoon. There could be a lot of little things that you say, what difference does it make? So it's interesting because this what difference does it make, that's true. Can you be man enough not to say anything? We have stories about great tzaddikim who never asked to pass the salt. Because a woman is very attuned. She does a lot of, she invests a lot of effort to get things right. And when we do something minor, even though we didn't mean it to come across as rebuke, I'll give you a small example. You come into the kitchen and your wife just made spaghetti. And she put the spaghetti through a colander. And now she serves you the spaghetti. And then she takes the remaining spaghetti out of the colander, puts it in a bag, puts it in the fridge. And then she goes and deals with the kids. And what do you say? You say, honey, you know, if you wash the colander right away before the little pieces of spaghetti stick to the colander, it takes a second. It's so easy. Or you see something spilled on the stovetop, and you come with this brilliant piece of information, and you say, you know, if you clean it off right away, cleaning a stovetop is easy. If you wait and it dries and it burns and it sticks, so it's a fire hazard and it's difficult. Did you tell her something she didn't know? Us men are very bad at this. We very often forget that she knows it. And even if she doesn't know it, she doesn't want to hear it. If you want a solution, do it. You think the colander should be washed right away? Wash it. When do we usually make these comments? When we're the ones washing the colander after it's been sitting there for 2 hours. And we're wondering, why do I have to do this? If she'd wash it right away, it would take a second. Yeah, but she was dealing with the kids right away. She had a phone call right away. She had a million other things to do. And she also knows that it's easier that way. So this is one of the mistakes that men often make. We make these little comments, which we think are obvious. Why doesn't she do it? And it's as though we're sharing with her our brilliance. But in fact, they are hurtful. And men repeatedly make these mistakes. And because women are naturally more flexible, so women will very often not tell us to our face that what we've said is hurtful to them. Very often we'll make a little comment here and a little comment there, and it really doesn't matter. But we have comments about everything, us men, and we think we're helpful, when in fact, much of the time it's hurtful to the woman. So this is a sensitivity we have to develop, because the way nature takes its course, if it were two guys talking to one another, they'd say it and they'd move on and they wouldn't take it personally and no one would care. But when you're dealing with a woman, you're not dealing with another guy. And when you make one of those comments, she does take it personally and she does feel like you're telling her she's not successful enough and she hasn't done enough and she should really do more or different. And she takes it personally. So these little comments are things that we have to pay attention to and get into the habit of not saying them.